This is World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Good to be back with you. Hope you enjoyed your footballing weekend. All of you La Liga fans, you are in luck today. Mike Barnes of Football España and WorldSoccerTalk.com is going to be with us talking about the opening weekend in Spain. And one match, one 0-0 draw, and everybody in Madrid is already calling for Rafa Benitez's head, it seems. Talk about panic mode. Everyone's saying that Chelsea fans and folks around England were too quick to panic after two games with what happened with Chelsea. Look at what's going on in Madrid right now. People are already saying Rafa should be gone. One match, one 0-0 draw. Rafa, break the guillotine out. It's time for Benitez to go. No, I think he'll get a little bit more time, but we'll see how much. We'll talk all about Rafa. We'll talk about Barcelona. We'll talk about the Basque boys in Bilbao, who put up a mighty nice fight against Barcelona this weekend, losing 1-0. Messi missed a penalty, but Suarez, Louis, El Pistolero, gets the goal. And Barcelona win 1-0. What a weekend it was in Germany. Dortmund going crazy. Guardiola feeling hot at Bayern. We go back to England. Chelsea finally get that win. John Terry sent off, though. And how about the tweet from the great Gary Lineker? Hey, if John Terry keeps playing these half games, he could really prolong his footballing career. Man City keep on steamrolling. I don't know what is going on with Tim Howard. Yeah, I'm saying he needs to be between the pipes. Well, maybe he needs to get off the pipe. He's diving the wrong direction and flapping. Both goals, you could say, were his fault. The second one, an amazing assist from Yaya Toure. I take nothing away from Manchester City, but Tim Howard was absolutely horrid on Sunday at Goodison Park against Manchester City in that 2-0 loss for the Toffees. Bournemouth finally get their first Premier League victory. They get their first Premier League goal, and they score four of them against West Ham, and they beat the Hammers 4-3. Robin Burt, Mr. Chardonnay, your Hammers are looking like a relegation candidate. My goodness. But hey, we were all anticipating here in the States what we were told was the biggest regular season game in league history. It was Gerrard versus Lampard. It was Lampard versus Gerrard. Well, we find out a little bit before kickoff, there's going to be no Lampard because he's out of shape and he's frustrated, just like NYCFC at the back line and in the midfield. But hey, you know what? I'm still going to tune into the game and watch. So I turn on the tube, and I find out kickoff's delayed 20 minutes because of the Little League World Series running long. Not a good look, but you know what? I still enjoyed the match. Good on Galaxy. 5-1. They were beautiful. How about my Quakes, baby? Three matches in a row. Come on, you Quakes. We're back after this with Mike Barnes talking La Liga. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST and tweet all of us at World Soccer Talk. Promised a special treat for all of you La Liga fans after the opening weekend in Spain. Mike Barnes of Football España and World Soccer Talk is joining us to break down the opening weekend of action in España. Mike, how you doing, sir?
Hi, I'm well, Nate. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So, hey, we have to start with Real Madrid. If I were an average Real Madrid fan after this 0-0 draw with Sporting Gijón, a very uninspiring performance in so many ways, it seems as if the average Real Madrid fan is already calling for the guillotine for Rafa Benitez. So Rafa just gone after one match, one 0-0 draw. It's time for Rafa to go, right?
Yeah, well, Spanish football fans are very impatient, Nate, as you probably know. And if you're a Real Madrid fan, you want success yesterday. Rafa's already starting, really, with a groundswell of opinion of people who just don't like him. And that's really not just in Spain. That's from his track record here in England. It was never that popular at Chelsea, as we all know. They loved him on Merseyside at Liverpool, but then they've always been seeing things a little bit different there. And I think you're absolutely right. The 0-0 draw with Sporting was nothing short of preposterous, really. And when you think that the nearest that either side came to a goal was the one from Sanabria of Sporting, which hit the underside of the crossbar and almost went over the line for a goal, that was as close as it got for either side. So I think Rafa is already in negative equity.
The performance from Ronaldo was one of the things that really, you know, as far as the uninspiring aspects of this game. And obviously there's such an insane spotlight on Cristiano Ronaldo, but I keep thinking back to that word uninspiring and the final chance of the game, that free kick from about 25 yards out in stoppage time that just was struck so lamely and harmlessly right into the wall, you know, 8 or 9, 10 yards away. What did you make of Ronaldo's performance, and should people be worried that things are maybe becoming a tad mundane for Cristiano Ronaldo?
Well, I mean, Ronaldo usually goes into kind of mundane mode when he's looking for his contract to be renewed, doesn't he? But I think he probably, at that point in the game, Nate, as you say, it was more or less the last action of the game. He would have been affected by the mood of the game as much as anybody else, because it was a generally extremely flat performance from the entire team. And what Ronaldo tends to do, although he, you know, we know that he's a very selfish player and he can equally win matches all by himself. But, you know, in a flat team, it's very difficult, particularly, I think, for the first game of the season, even for somebody who's blessed with Ronaldo's talent, to pull himself, you know, up, to rise above the general level of mediocrity. And I think Ronaldo has been a bit flat. He's been flat in pre-season. He obviously looked uninspired in that game. But I don't think we should get carried away. And by the way, Rafa Benitez doesn't really do flair, does he, in the same way as maybe some of his predecessors. You know, he's a fairly dour man, and I think Real Madrid fans are going to have to get used to that a little bit this season if they want some success. But I don't think we should get carried away. This is the first game out of 38. If it carries on into the next 2, 3, 4 games, then of course people will be asking questions. But let's just say, you know, if you look around La Liga, as we're going to in the minutes ahead, you know, it was a fairly flat weekend. And there were very few goals around. So actually, they haven't lost a great deal of ground on the leaders at this stage.
Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit more about Rafa and the challenge that awaits him, or the challenge that he's already, you know, in right now with managing Real Madrid. People who are fans of Rafa Benitez, you know, they call him pragmatic. He's a pragmatist, and he's very calculated, and he's all about his pregame plans and all of that good stuff. And then folks against him call him boring, dull, and lame. How are fans of Real Madrid going to find a way to take to Rafa Benitez and find some sort of affection for Rafa Benitez when he, in many ways, even people who support Rafa Benitez would have to admit that his managerial style, his philosophies about the game of soccer or Spanish football, whatever you want to call it, really go against the classic philosophies of Real Madrid?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. On the face of it, he's not a characteristically outgoing Spanish coach. But I mean, you asked what he would have to do to win them over. I mean, the simple truth is they have to start winning football matches. And if they win games, if Ronaldo bangs in the goals, then frankly, the Real Madrid fans, not to mention, you know, President Florentino Perez and all of his entourage, will not, I think, care how he does it. But you're right, there is, or I said it earlier in my piece just now, you know, Rafa is a very dual man. You said he's the pragmatist, and I agree with that. But sometimes you need pragmatism because you need that balance between, you know, what some people will see as negativity and what others will see as a kind of, you know, much more kind of workmanlike, common sense, methodical approach to the game. The difficulty is that when you've got the Galacticos that Real Madrid have, you know, they've got Ronaldo, they've got people like Gareth Bale, and even, you know, perhaps lesser lights, but you would say they were flair players, people like Isco. They've got inherently exciting players in their team. Now, if those exciting players aren't playing exciting football, and if they're not adopting a coherent approach to the game, which is causing excitement in the stands, and it is ultimately getting goals and victories for the team, anything short of that and they will be down on Rafa like the proverbial ton of bricks. And don't forget also that you know, however enthusiastic and in your face we think the sporting press are over here and perhaps over there where you are, the sports press in Spain is absolutely relentless. You know, 6 or 7 daily papers published every single day, 365 days of the year, will have Rafa under the spotlight. And so, you know, every move he makes will be scrutinized in fine detail. And if that doesn't translate to wins, he will not last the season.
Well, we'll see how this all plays out. I'm very, very interested to see. I want to see Real Madrid go on a streak, a nice run of 4 or 5 consecutive ugly, gritty 1-0 victories. And then I want to see how Florentino Perez reacts to that. Because you throw out a really interesting hypothetical there. Oh, well, if they get results, everyone's going to be happy. I'm not totally sure about that. I think there's this attitude from Florentino and from so many of his right-hand men, of his cronies and everyone around him, and that have this attitude that we better win and we better play sexy football in the pathway to those wins. Hey, we got a minute and a half before we got to head to break, so we'll continue this on the other side in the next segment. But Karim Benzema, it labels these reporters as clowns who have him still going to Arsenal. Will he go to Arsenal? Will he leave Real Madrid before the transfer window closes? Or can we finally just put this to rest and know that Benzema is going to be a Real Madrid player?
Well, I would guess that he will still be a Real Madrid player for this season, Nate. But of course, you know, nothing is certain in football, and the window still has another week or so to close. So, you know, but I don't think we'll see him coming to Arsenal. I almost think, you know, if that business was gonna be done, it would have been done already. But, you know, sometimes there are surprises. I think one of Real Madrid's great assets last season was, you know, the BBC frontline. It was Benzema, it was Bale, and it was Cristiano Ronaldo. And I think at this stage, to tamper with that and bring somebody else in, I mean, Rafa's done a lot of good work in bringing people like Jesse Rodriguez, who played against Sporting, but these are backup players. You know, he's never going to be the first choice striker, and I think he will stick with the BBC this season.
Sticking to the BBC, and maybe Rafa can learn from Barcelona to not just give one of your top attacking players to a London-based Premier League club. We'll talk about Pedro. We'll talk about Barcelona, Pedro's transfer to Chelsea, his stunning debut for Chelsea, and how the folks in Barcelona at the Nou Camp are feeling after watching what Pedro did for Chelsea against West Brom in the Premier League this weekend. We'll talk Barcelona. We'll talk Atletico Madrid. We'll talk sleepers, surprise packages in La Liga after this. Mike Barnes and yours truly, Nate Abarrea, here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks so much for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Checking out the website, worldsoccertalk.com, and get involved in the wild thing known as the Twitter sphere at World Soccer Talk. at Sports Byline USA, and get at me with the love mail and the hate mail that you are oh so good at sending, some would say too good at sending, at Nate WST. My name is Nate Abarrea. We are here with Mike Barnes of Football España and WorldSoccerTalk.com, talking all about La Liga. And a little bit later in the program, I have an interesting conversation with Mike comparing the match day atmospheres in England and Spain. How much match day atmospheres have changed in England and Spain due to two words that haunt true football fans, and those are ticket prices. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but now it is time to talk about the Catalans. It's time to talk about Barcelona. We talk about a lackluster performance from Real Madrid, their 0-0 draw with Sporting Gijón. It wasn't exactly a breathtaking performance by any stretch of the imagination from Barcelona. They beat my beloved Basque boys, Bilbao, by a score of 1-0, and Lionel Messi misses a penalty kick. Everyone's freaking out about this. Talk about the overreaction in the Spanish media. Little Lionel misses a penalty. Ronaldo and Messi go scoreless in the opening weekend of La Liga. Oh, my goodness. Hell is frozen over. Everybody look out. Everybody panic. But thankfully, El Pistolero comes to the rescue for Barcelona. Suarez does it. They win 1-0. What are you feeling about Barcelona right now, Mike? And we'll get into the Pedro talk here in a little bit. But talk about this game, this opening weekend performance, and how you're feeling about Barcelona's title chances this year in La Liga.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, we talked about Real Madrid making a stuttering start. And although Barcelona obviously got the win at San Mamés, it was, as you say, Nate, very far from a convincing one. I think the Lionel Messi penalty miss is a bit of a distraction. It was, after all, the little man's 14th missed penalty for Barcelona. And he makes quite a habit of it. But most people, you know, the penalty miss is fresh at the time, but once he's back on the goal scoring trail, it'll be quickly forgotten. Okay, he didn't score against Athletic at the weekend. Luis Suarez did score, and that's really the beauty of the lineup that Luis Enrique has got in front of him. Neymar, of course, is injured at the moment, but Rafinha actually has the potential to be a very effective deputy. But when you've got even two out of the three in what must be the finest attack in world football at the moment, then you know you can do to miss one of them. But I don't think Barcelona's problems are necessarily in the attacking third of the field. You know, they will always score goals with the players they've got. And I think that part of the whole context for this game against Athletic Bilbao on Saturday was the Supercopa final a few days previously. Because, you know, if you're outside of Spain, you will look at that and you say, oh, well, you know, the Charity Shield in England, for example, it's just a glorified friendly. But any game involving Barcelona, whoever it is they're playing, that's not a glorified friendly. That's serious, even if it's just, you know, there's nothing riding on it. And the fact that they were thumped 4-0 at San Mamés in the first leg, you know, I think spoke volumes, not necessarily just for the lineup that Enrique put on the pitch at the time, which was a considerably weakened one. But, you know, the Barcelona of old, you could probably field their reserves, but they still would have walked over Athletic Bilbao. And so I think it says a lot, really, about the, you know, about the strength or lack of it in depth that Enrique's got. So if he's got his first choice players fit as the season goes on, you know, then they will carry on being the juggernaut. But, you know, as you say, we'll talk about Pedro, but they've already lost Xavi. And, you know, Iniesta is not the youngster that he once was. And so there are questions in defence as well. You know, Gerard Piqué picked up the red card against Athletic. Thomas Vermaelen is not an adequate replacement for anybody in the centre of Barcelona's defence. So they, you know, I think he has some holes to address. And the sale of Pedro, obviously, if a guy wants to leave, then you're not going to stand in his way. But I think the sale of Pedro to Chelsea will leave a huge hole. And so I think we're, you know, we're looking at the big two and saying, well, perhaps neither of them are as strong or as potentially lethal as they were even last season. So it's going to be really interesting, and it will be also interesting to see if there's any more activity in this final week of the window, because if there isn't, I can see Barcelona looking a little bit thin when the injuries and the suspensions and the problems mount up.
Well, Mike, I'm really glad, first off, that you brought up the Supercopa and the irony that then those two teams end up being matched up in the opening weekend of the league season. But any of you out there that want to call the Supercopa a glorified friendly, go online and look at some of the pictures in Bilbao and look at the pictures in the Basque Country and the red overflow into the streets after they won that two-legged Supercopa. And then try to tell me that was a glorified friendly. That was a huge achievement for Bilbao, and I know they're currently sitting, you love looking at the table right now, they're currently sitting in the bottom three, but nobody scored. There was one team that scored two goals this weekend, and that was Celta Vigo with a 2-1 win, and they are top of the league right now. So, but again, to quickly finish up on the Basque boys in Bilbao, what a triumph for them. And again, I encourage you all out there, please go on and look at some of the most beautiful pictures that I've seen as far as any soccer celebrations over the last few years. It was absolutely glorious, and I wish they could have nicked a point away from Barcelona in this opening league affair. But Barcelona, they sneak out. They get the 1-0 victory. We talk about how important 3 points are, and that's what it all comes down to. All right, but this word depth keeps coming up. It's everywhere for Barcelona. People questioning the depth. This whole Pedro situation was hilarious. That was the only word that I can think of, because I'll eat some crow right now. I wish I had the Spanish language equivalent of eating crow. I wish I could know what that slang vernacular is. But I reported that Pedro was a done deal to Manchester United on this very show. I was duped along with thousands of other pundits and journalists around the world. He doesn't go to Manchester United. Chelsea sneak in and end up landing this guy that clearly has a ton to offer and clearly could be still quite useful at Barcelona. How are they feeling right now as everyone continues to talk about their depth? And how are they feeling after watching what Pedro did in his Chelsea debut in the Premier League in the rain against West Brom with a goal and an assist?
Well, I think, you know, if I were a Barcelona fan, you know, I'd be thinking what a crazy thing to do to sell Pedro to anybody, frankly, without knowing who was going to come in and fill his shoes. So, okay, Pedro wasn't a first choice starter for a lot of last season, but he's one of those guys who can come off the bench and always get you a goal. And to an extent, Real Madrid have got that with Chicharito. But I think Pedro is much more of an all-round player than Chicharito. I think he'll be a huge loss to Barcelona. I mean, you're right, Nate, about the Manchester United situation. I mean, I was listening to a phone-in on a radio show here yesterday from United fans who still can't believe that, you know, that they let Pedro go from out of their grasp. I mean, I actually heard one guy on the radio, Manchester United fan, saying, "We're missing Pedro," and they've never had him. But there's a kind of Pedro shaped hole in Manchester United's lineup, and I can see that being the case in Barcelona, because, you know, you need, I mean, who's going to be the wide man that comes and creates those fantastic chances for the likes of Messi and Suarez and Neymar when he's fit? Well, of course, the answer is that, you know, with the flexible three, quite often you can play any of those three out wide and you don't necessarily need an out-and-out winger. Or it might be that, you know, he's going to kind of play through the middle. I mean, I think one of the real positives for Barcelona last season was Ivan Rakitic. I mean, I really rated Rakitic when he was at Sevilla, and I thought he made the transition to Barcelona a bit of a stuttering start, but absolutely seamlessly after that. You know, set up the first goal in the in the Champions League final, didn't he? And you know, he's a great player. So he's kind of the Xavi replacement. But you know, I still, like you, I've got a bit of a question mark over who the Pedro replacement might be in the long term. But I don't know, Luis Enrique may know something that we don't. And it'll be interesting to see what unfolds.
Mike, 1 minute before we got to head to break, one of the most insane things that I have read in quite a while on a number of websites and publications today, rumors of Neymar going to Manchester United. Maybe not in this transfer window, but Neymar has supposedly, allegedly, I love that word, allegedly said publicly that he would love to someday play at Old Trafford. Give me in 45 seconds or less something or absolute bollocks.
Well, I'm in the absolute bollocks camp, actually, with you there, mate, because I don't think there's any way on this earth that Neymar is going to step what would be a step down to join Manchester United. I'm thoroughly convinced of that at the moment. It's true that United do need a striker because Wayne Rooney is not scoring goals and nor is he really being, in the long term, going to be played as an out-and-out striker. So I think there is no grounds whatsoever to believe that Neymar's going to join Manchester United.
You heard that, Manchester United fans. Going to Old Trafford now looked at as a step down. Oh, God, I love it. Mike Barnes of Football España and WorldSoccerTalk.com is with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio, finishing out this La Liga conversation and doing a little juxtaposition, England to Spain, ticket prices and match environment on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-Day Sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Well, hey there, all you Manchester United fans. Don't worry, it's not a step down. We were just jabbing at you a little bit. We've got a special treat in store for you this Sunday. We've got two of the blokes from Full Time Devils, the most popular United channel on YouTube, who will be calling the Swansea Manchester United match live on Rabble.tv. Have you been a part of these Rabble casts yet? Fun would be an understatement at times. They are absolutely outstanding. United currently undefeated after three league matches, and Sunday's game will be a true test against one of the informed sides in the Premier League. It must be said, the Swans are flying quite high for their standard. From a jack to a king, baby. Swansea doing work in the Premier League early on, and we all remember this matchup over the last couple of Premier League seasons. It's created quite a bit of drama. So will we finally start seeing Wayne Rooney rediscovering his goal-scoring form? Will we see Memphis Depay continuing to be an attacking threat down the left wing? God, wearing that number 7 quite well, Memphis. My goodness. We'll find out this Sunday. It's Gaz and Adam from Full Time Devils sharing their thoughts and opinions during the game live on Rabble.tv. With Rabble, the concept is simple. All you got to do, tune into the TV, press the mute button, head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to them sharing their analysis. Rabble, you can listen to their broadcast on your desktop through your iOS app and now through your mobile browser. Plus, you can join in by posting your questions or observations in the comments section. Or why don't you create your own broadcast and call one of your team's games? Doesn't matter if it's Premier League, La Liga, MLS, Bundesliga. You want to call a K-League match with Jimmy Conrad? Do it up on Rabble.tv. And this Sunday, again, join the Full-Time Devils on Rabble, 10:45 a.m. Eastern time here in the good old U.S. of A. It's Rabble.tv, where it's your team and your call. Manchester United and Swansea. You gotta love it. My name is Nate Abarea. Mike Barnes of Football España and World Soccer Talk is our guest. We're talking all about La Liga, which is definitely kicking off a little slow start in the opening weekend, but still a lot of excitement around the La Liga circles. And we talked all about Real Madrid, talked all about Barcelona. Now we got to talk about the team that always places themselves in this conversation over the last few years, and that is Diego Simeone and Atletico Madrid. How are you feeling about Atletico's chances this season? Can they pull off something as special as what they did a couple of seasons ago, Mike?
Well, before their game against Las Palmas on Saturday, I thought this latest incarnation of Atletico Madrid would come out and start like a train and would be a real revelation. Simeone's made some great acquisitions. Jackson Martinez from Porto. He's got the Luciano Vieto from Villarreal. He's got some great guys in. But they made really heavy weather of beating Las Palmas. And thank goodness it was the wonder boy Antoine Griezmann, who was another great player for them last season, who got the goal. He got it early on. And when he scored, I really thought that they were going to build on that and end up winning handsomely. As it was, rather like Barcelona, you know, they huffed and puffed and had to make do with the 1-0. I don't think Simeone would have been terribly pleased with that performance, but he might put it down to, as people often do at the start of a season when you've got a lot of new players in the side, you know, the team is still gelling. But, you know, what Simeone is really good at is it doesn't matter who his players are, he puts his unmistakable stamp and style on that group of players to the extent that, you know, however badly things are going, you can tell those guys are 100% together and they have 100% belief in the coach, and they will go out there and do the business. And I think, you know, as you say, this is one game of 38, and there's a long way to go. I thought they looked good. They just didn't have the end product that would have put a team like Las Palmas away, which is of course what you've got to be doing week in, week out if you're going to really challenge the top two. So cautious start, but I'm a big Simeone fan. He wears his heart on his sleeve, much as we do as supporters, and I think that's what endears him to a lot of people. But first game, it's a win. Like I said about Real Madrid, it's a win. It's not a stylish one, but it gets them going, and let's see how they go on from here.
Well, Mike, I actually got to watch this game with our good pals Phil Shane and Ray Hudson on BN here in the States, and it was so great hearing Ray Hudson all match just go, God, with Las Palmas staying in this thing, they could work a set piece, they could work a set piece, and they had two unbelievable chances that were worked so perfectly. You stay in a match, you stay down 1-0, you stay within a goal, and they were getting such good service in on these corners and on these free kicks, and a couple of point blank headers that were put over the bar. One, I think, actually glanced off the top of the crossbar, and Las Palmas very easily could have gotten out of there with a point. Very much enjoyed the Jackson debut. Very much enjoyed Fernando Torres coming off the bench for Atletico Madrid and the way the fans have taken to El Nino yet again, one of their true homegrown heroes. Absolutely love seeing that. And love seeing Fernando Torres embrace just playing a role for a club that he loves. And you talk about Diego Simeone, there's three words: pride, belief, and cajones. And those are the three things that he can instill in his players, I think, as well, if not better, than any manager on this planet. All right, got to talk about sleepers now, or as we have to translate with Rebecca Lowe, surprise packages in La Liga this year. I know I'm anxious to hear some great things about the Basque teams, but tell me who you're looking at as the surprise packages this season here in La Liga. Someone is going to sneak up and cause some shockers.
Well, it's very rare, of course, that happens. And we nearly saw it last season with Villarreal. I think if you could call, I don't know whether you can call Athletic Club a surprise package, because they've always been on the fringes of greatness the last few seasons. And of course, they had that fantastic run to the Europa League final where they were beaten by Atletico Madrid a few seasons ago when Athletic Bilbao had Marcelo Bielsa in charge. And that was a very entertaining period, Nate, as you'll remember, as a Bilbao fan. So if you can class Athletic as a surprise package, and I suppose they've already been the surprise package with that amazing Supercopa win over Barcelona, then I think they would be it. I would stick my neck out and say, I mean, you mentioned Celta Vigo being the top scorers of the weekend because they were the only team that scored more than one goal. I think if there was going to be a real surprise package, it would be someone like Celta Vigo who really go totally under the radar most of the time. And yet, and don't forget, who was their coach before he moved on to Barcelona the season before last? It was Luis Enrique. And I think he did a lot really to instill some great values and some great players at that club. They've got Aspas back, of course, now after his loan, after his unsuccessful transfer from Sevilla to Liverpool and his loan to Sevilla last season when he hardly played. He popped up and scored the winner at Levante at the weekend. So, you know, as far as we can tell, as I said, there's very rarely that kind of big surprise in La Liga because the financial gulf between the big clubs and the rest. But wouldn't it be great if a team like Celta Vigo from the north could actually make something of an impression on La Liga and even fill one of those Europa League qualifying places? That would be great.
All right, Mike, as we've talked about, I come from a proud Basque heritage. Yeah. I've spent a lot of time on Merseyside, and I am a Liverpool supporter, but Everton fans have always just been the nicest, kindest souls to me. Some of the most beautiful people in the world are those Toffees. I also have a deep affection and love for Scottish people and a deep, profound hatred for Manchester United. So you combine all of those things, that would make David Moyes my favorite human being to ever, ever. ever exist. What are Sociedad going to do this year? And can Moyes do anything special and get them into a European spot? A team that had some real proud moments not too long ago as one of the lower Basque clubs, really always cast in the shadow of Bilbao. Can Moyes pull off anything with Sociedad this year?
Well, I think, it was a really shrewd move for David Moyes to, in a way, resurrect his managerial career with a club like Real Sociedad, because in many ways he had to go abroad to rebuild that reputation, because it's, you know, he had a very high profile failure with Manchester United. Incidentally, the one piece of the David Moyes jigsaw that you didn't mention was that as a 20-year-old centre-back, David Moyes played for none other than Cambridge United. And he actually figured in what is statistically the worst Cambridge United team ever to take the field. But maybe that's something for another day. But in terms of Real Sociedad, I think from what I understand, David is very popular in San Sebastian. He's made a real impact, and they were at a pretty low ebb when he took over. And he's got a shrewd eye for players. He hasn't rushed into anything. And I think just through the way that he coaches players, through his kind of, Glaswegian hard work ethic, he actually got the best out of what you might charitably call a reasonably average group of players last season. It's well documented that Real Sociedad, you know, they have financial problems like so many sides in La Liga. So, you know, he is not fishing from a terribly full and wealthy pool of players there. But he does have the ability to get good performances out of, you know, perhaps players who are relatively average. And I think that's probably the mark of what you need to be a good coach, because how many coaches do we see in La Liga? You know, how many teams do you see in La Liga that fire the coach two or three times a season? You know, it's a kind of knee-jerk reaction. And so, you know, I think Moyes owes Real Sociedad a lot, really, for having that faith in him. And I think if he can rebuild on that, maybe he can start to get the best out of people like Finn Bogason, who was a major, major disappointment after all the goals he scored in the Netherlands. Then he'll continue to be popular. I just hope, and I think they will, I hope they give him the time, because he's a good guy, and I think he can really do something there.
Well, I'm really glad, first off, that we worked in that Cambridge United shout out. We promised Mike that we would work that in, and he just nailed it on his own right there. Shout out to all of you fans that were out there in 1983, 1984, when Moyes was center back for Cambridge United. Hey, we've only got like 2 minutes left here with you. One of the main things I actually wanted to bring up is how you got into Spanish football, and one of my favorite words in the English language, which is juxtaposition. How would you compare the match day environment in a La Liga match compared to the Premier League, and specifically in regards, and I've talked about this a couple of times already, in regards to ticket prices and in regards to the way atmospheres have changed, and in many ways in England, football has become a sport of the upper class as far as going and seeing it in person. It's been taken from the people in so many ways. Does it still belong to the people in Spain, maybe with the exception of the Nou Camp and the Bernabeu?
Well, I think it does belong to the people in Spain. And when I've been to Camp Nou, actually, but it still does belong to the people, because, you know, obviously it's a massive stadium. It's 100,000 people. But many, don't forget, Barcelona kind of is owned by its supporters. So there's this kind of membership thing where people buy in. And the ticket prices at Camp Nou are not, they are not astronomical. And in fact, that's the same throughout Spain. It's also the case of other leagues in Europe, like Germany and Italy. The prices here at Premier League stadiums, particularly some of the bigger clubs, Arsenal, I think, is probably, you know, the worst. The prices are absolutely astronomical. And as you indicate, it's becoming, you know, considering the game has its roots in the working classes in this country and in other countries, you know, these guys are being priced out of the game. And certainly at Premier League level, People can't afford to go to games anymore, not on a regular basis. And particularly if you're a father and you want to take your boys and your girls and maybe your whole family, you know, it's just financially prohibitive. The team that I follow in Spain is Malaga, and I go to watch Malaga two or three times a season if I can get over there. And it's very, very much a family occasion. There are lots of families, there are lots of women and children, and there is a great atmosphere. There's a much more joyous atmosphere, in my experience, at Spanish games. There's never any undercurrent of any nastiness at all.
We must hope that continues, and cannot wait to get on over to Spain myself and take in, whether it's Malaga or whether it's one of the Basque teams or Barcelona or Madrid. Cannot wait to get to Spain and take in some matches myself. Mike Barnes, you are welcome back on the show anytime. This has been an immense pleasure, sir. Best of luck this season covering La Liga, and cheers to Cambridge United, sir.
Thanks, Nate. All the best.
Again, that was Mike Barnes of Football España and WorldSoccerTalk.com. Back to close this thing out on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. taking the express train home. Another huge thank you to Mike Barnes of Football España and WorldSoccerTalk.com, breaking down La Liga and talking a little bit about the match day atmospheres in Spain. Very much enjoyed our time with Mike Barnes. Check out his work again, Football España and WorldSoccerTalk.com. We're going to have Janusz Michalik on the show tomorrow. We'll be talking all about the Liverpool-Arsenal match. For all of you wondering, why is Nate, this rabid, crazy, nutjob Liverpool supporter, with his Arsenal-supporting father, by the way, why am I not talking about Liverpool-Arsenal? We will break down the match tomorrow. You need not fret, Gunners and Scousers. We will be with you tomorrow with Janusz Michalik right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Come on, you Quakes. You got what it takes. The best story in world football right now. The Earthquakes from the depths of awfulness to three wins in a row, baby, and three clean sheets. Come on, Wando. Come on, Ameriquois. Come on, you Quakes. You gotta love it. My name's Nate Abarea. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye for now.